Welcome back. So today in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to pursue your nursing career, right? What's the best approach? And this is actually, I'm taking this idea today or this topic from one of the videos I did on TikTok, a video that went viral on TikTok, where I talked about people, nursing students getting scammed out of their education and can't pass their NCLEX. And it's unfortunate, it is happening. And I don't want you to, if you listen to this, hopefully you're not already in a program like that. But, if you are, hopefully this will give you some clarity. So here's one of the things. You definitely gotta do your research before you. So first I'll address somebody, if you are somebody like listen to this and you don't have, like you have not started nursing school yet. So please do your research. Don't become moved by the quickness, the speed. I know you really want to get your license sooner than later, of course, but don't be moved by that. You want to take the right route because nursing is something not to be played with. You want to really understand what you're doing, and know about the experience. So, when you are looking at a nursing program, do some research. I get a really strong idea of what the experience is like, because one thing I learned is that, and I'm learning more. Programs can post stuff on their website saying that they are accredited, right? Which, yeah, sure. Accredited, and they can put pictures on their social media looking like people are in classroom settings and stuff, but it doesn't mean that's the regular experience, right? So you really have to get an idea of what the day in, day and out experience is like. I remember when I was talking to somebody who like told me pretty much she went through like a 1 year RN program, right? And I asked her, okay, tell me about what it was like. And she said it was a program where they did like kind of asynchronous teaching, which is essentially where like there's no real instructor. Everything is self-taught. And you take a bunch of tests every single week. So it's not really like you're really truly learning. And I was just like, oh my goodness, wow. But then I asked her, okay, tell me what nursing program this is. And when I went to look at their social media, you would not think from their social media that that's the case, like at all. You would not think that at all. You would think that, oh, this is like a regular. There's hand-on instructors. Like, it's just amazing how social media can really portray something that is not, So, and I'm not going to give off names. I don't want to, be liable for saying something negative about this nursing school or this nursing program. I'm not going to do that, okay? I know what my influence can do. So, but what I will say is that I've seen a pattern with nursing schools on the East Coast have a poor passing rate, especially a lot of programs that's housed in Florida. So I will say, not every program in Florida, okay, but I will say I've noticed a pattern where a lot of them are on the East Coast. So what I will tell you is that if you're going to choose a program that's on the East Coast, see the passing rate, go to the website. If you can, get talk to an alumni to see if they how their what their success is like, because it will give you a fuller picture, and then pick the program. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not a fan of accelerated programs. If you can do the community college route, that's great. Obviously, that's the best, really, as far as like cost. And quality, but the problem is that there's usually not enough spots because it's cheaper, a lot of people can't get in. So that's why they have to pay, another program that's way more expensive. So I'm not a huge fan of the accelerated path. There's a reason why it's accelerated. I'll tell you like that. There's a reason why it's accelerated, and usually it's not a good reason. It's not always a good reason, I'll put it like that. So do your research. If you're already in that position where you finish your program, or you're about to finish, and you went through what you think may not been a good school, and at some point you're gonna have to take the HESI and then the NCLEX. Without me knowing your particular story, I will tell you, you can't. You want to go back and listen to a previous podcast episode I did. Okay, about and it's called The Truth About. I want to say it's like The Truth About Being a Repeat Test Taker or something like that, because I'm not saying like don't try and take the NCLEX or like that. But you have to also honestly be honest with yourself, and it's hard too because you don't know what to compare to. But I talked about my experience before. It took 2 years of prereqs and then 3.5 years of nursing school before I became a licensed RN. So for me, it's mind-boggling when people tell me, like, yeah, I'm doing an RN program in a year. Okay. All right, well, let me know how the NCLEX goes, because it's gonna, especially once the 2023 next gen NCLEX arrives, it's gonna be a whole different thing. A whole different thing. And all those accelerated programs are not gonna, they're not gonna, you're not gonna see the type of success that you desire with the next gen NCLEX. So, this is what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, you have to be willing to do the work. If you may have to go through a remedial program, if you especially if you can't pass. I know that's the rule in Florida, but which is a lot more expensive. But you may have to do a remedial program. You may have to go back to nursing school. That may have to be an option. You may have to get tutoring. But not for like I'm not talking about a few months of tutoring or a couple weeks of tutoring, but months of tutoring because. Nursing is so broad yet so detailed. So to try and jam pack all of that and become an RN, because you think about a pharmacology, like pharmacology alone is like thousands of meds. It's just so many things that just pharma, and that's just one topic by itself, And so you can't shortcut nursing. You just can't, right? So if you're in that position, you already went to the school that's not good, then I would tell you right now, switch your mindset to be in this journey for the long haul. Get you either tutoring, go through an extensive review if possible, and get you some books and go in with a long-term approach, not like 2 months or 2 weeks type of thing. That's the best advice I would honestly give you. All right, so if you need help, you can always click the link below for some of the resources that we have where we can work with you to help you to be successful. But this is what I wanted to go over with you as far as how to become a nurse. If you want to follow me on TikTok to watch the viral video, if you didn't see it, go to at the official Nurse Choma on TikTok. All right, have a wonderful rest of the day. Talk with you very soon.